as well. But let me kiss your lips, so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell.
This is Charlie, and you're listening to Xanadu's Kill Catch Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today it's just me in the studio. This is actually my second show of the day. If you look in the schedule on WMFO.org, you can see that I had a show earlier in the day where we listened to a rare little bit of Great White Wonder Volume 3, Italian Bob Dylan bootleg. And because we exhausted our full album earlier in the day, we're not going to listen to something all the way through right now. We're going to listen to a couple different things. We are going to listen to a couple songs by the guy who is the main singer of Geese. And we're going to listen to some Nina Simone. But first, we're going to listen to Me by Gary Numan. Really good song. Love that one a lot. Enjoy the show. And if you love what we do here at WMFO, hit up our website. We're doing our donations drive right now. You can get yourself a nice t-shirt or mug or sweatshirt to support WMFO. You know you love us. Only one side of the turntable is working. I'm going to switch decks. Might take a sec. We'll be right back. So that was Me by Gary Numan on WMFO. I almost want to listen to that one again. I could listen to that one over and over again. But no, we have to listen to something else. So we're going to listen to a couple songs off of the new, well, released in December, album by Cameron Winter called Heavy Metal. He's the lead singer of Geese. One of my operations assistants was wearing a Geese sweatshirt earlier today. Shout out, Elliot. So we're going to listen to Nausicaa, Love Will Be Revealed, and then some more. Love Takes Miles. That's the best song. And then I think Nina plus Field of Cops.
Nausicaa, I wanna know you.
Hello. We now have a guest in the studio. Mr. Isaac Dame
is here. Wow, government of you.
Have you heard this album before?
I don't think so, because it doesn't sound super familiar to me.
This is new as of December. Heavy Metal by Cameron Winter, the solo album from the lead singer of the band Geese.
Have not heard of that band, have not heard of this singer. I think I've heard the name of the band, but it is just the name of an animal, so it's easy to get mixed up.
Sometimes I mix them up with the band Frog, if you know them. Just a little bit.
There's a lot of bands that have the, like, it's like Crumb. It's like the one word,
yeah,
everyday thing. You get it mixed up for like four other bands, I feel like.
This is Geese.
That's good.
I think it's all right, but this is a lot better. Mm. Here a little bit of like Bon Iver, a little bit of Black Country New Road, lots of good stuff in this album. We listened to Love Takes Miles just now, and before that was Nausicaa, Love Will Be Revealed. I think those songs go together. I mean, they're after each other in the album, but I think you're supposed to listen to them together. And then we're going to listen to one more song off the album. And then I guess we'll find something else to listen to. I have a couple ideas, but once we're off the air, we'll discuss.
Yeah, I had a couple bouncing around today, so we can definitely discuss.
Well, enjoy this next song, guys.
Stupid, and in every upstairs room, a tall and dark. asses getting naked on the plane. Sunburned to shit in the rain. Tomatoes and the missing whales all have met any hands. And boys with laughing brains. And no gorilla fingered yapping dogs. The ugly kidney needing kittens seized. And the empty tails want somebody. Seen all the good pigeon lager people shot down and bones be kicked to powder by the insane wild horses. Lena, I'm not nothing, but when you take on your cabinets, I'm reminded someone's calling. And in every upstairs room, a dirty old man is blushing, and the neighbors lose their power while the music breaks the window. These great spirals, diagrams, and vegetables and talking red trees put all away. Stupid paper gifts offered with both hands are selling. Bald-headed haircut dreams selling in the paper flat puppy in your path. Sadder than any featherless doer of math. Sadder than the sad. Microwave everything add to the puddles. Give me an answer. Die for baseball, motorcycle made of rocks, eat this hotel key and ride away. Stuff these papers down your pants until the sole survivors walk back down the way you came. Lena knows the reason, and she's seen into the mouth of what it is to be a mountain. And she's seen all the good picture-like people sat down. And bones be kicked to powder by the insane wild horses. Lena, I've got nothing but you die on the piano. I am reminded I am stupid. And in every upstairs room, the deep and smiling voice is shushing. Kicking everything to powder, throwing music out the window.
That was some songs from Heavy Metal by Cameron Winter. It's pretty good. In other news, Steph Curry, 50 points.
Oh.
12 three-pointers. Is that the record? What's the record for?
16, I think.
16? Wow.
I think Clay had 16.
That's a
lot. But you could look it up to confirm. It might be that he had 15. 12 is probably the most someone's had this season,
14.
Though. He had 14.
He had 14.
15's the number to beat it, then.
Yeah.
Who had the most threes this season? That's just something I'll be Googling, and then there'd just be dead air for 3 seconds as I'm scrolling through NBA
basketball reference.
Basketball reference is so fun. I like going through the draft classes and just comparing guys who you thought were good, and then you look at their advanced stats, and it's like, oh yeah, you probably are like the sixth best guy in this draft class. I thought you were like second or third best. One of those websites where I like the way it's crafted. You can blink and then all of a sudden you spend 20 minutes just on Basketball Reference with no specific thing you're working towards, just exploring. Very, it's not laid out like Wikipedia, but it's the same ability to just follow a pathway. You definitely have to have a starting point. But once you have a starting point, there's a lot of threads you can follow. You can go through, like, award voting or different playoffs went, single game box score stuff.
I haven't spent a whole lot of time Basketball Reference, but I did for my statistics project that I did last year.
That's right. You can just pull. Isn't there just, like two clicks and you can pull their data, like, into a sheet?
I didn't use their data for like that. I had to use data provided by another service for class.
Okay.
I did use Basketball Reference though. for like stuff that wasn't in the data set, like for example the MVP voting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one that's always interesting to see, go back through. And is not super easy to find elsewhere. Out there, but yeah. We're at the point of the NBA season where it's like, there is still interesting stuff that happens. Obviously, Steph getting 50 is cool, but
we're at the point of the NBA season where the NBA season is over.
Yeah,
there's like 10 games left.
Yeah, but it's like the tanking teams have been pulling all of their actual NBA level players for like a month now already. So like half the games on the schedule are already like, okay, this is G League level, guys. We don't really care.
It's made betting easier. Well, I don't real bet.
This is not an endorsement.
No, this is not an endorsement of gambling. In fact, it's a disendorsement of gambling. But it's an endorsement of free gambling-like alternatives.
With fake points that don't even say they're dollars. They just say they're points, correct?
Yes. I don't even do that. I do, like, the five-player pick'em. And it just tells you, like, if you're in the top 50%, top 20%, top 10%. So if you get in, like, the top 10% for the day, you get to think for the rest of the day, oh, I know ball. That's all you get from it. There's no monetary gain.
Well, that's the part of the reward of sports gambling in particular, is not just there's obviously the natural gambling psychology, but the extra layer is definitely the, like, oh, I know ball, I picked this out. I was really rewarded with skill, and that's part of what loops people in.
I saw a nutso stat earlier that, like, half of people our age have at least one sports betting account.
I can't remember if I technically closed mine. I think I did. But I think... But yeah, even to have an account set up means you would have had to go through that process at least once. That still definitely means something.
Yeah, well, those crazy ads they put out with, like, hundreds of dollars of, like, bonus bets and stuff like that probably got a lot of fools.
Yeah.
It's like the free shuttle to Encore after Celtics games.
It's exactly like that.
In the background behind us is $0 by Cameron Winter. Geese got to open for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard on their last North America tour, because when King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard announced their tour, they posted on Instagram, and the people from Geese took a screenshot, put Comic Sans Geese on the poster, and sent it to them. They didn't answer for 2 weeks, and then King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard said, "You're coming on tour with us." And it worked. It's
shoot
a bold
your shot.
Strategy.
Shoot
so yeah,
your shot.
Shoot your shot. You might get to go on tour with a crazy Australian band.
Swipe up on those Instagram stories. It's going to work out for you this time.
Next up, we're going to listen to Is It Enough by Here Boy. That's a local band. This is a new release recently. This is off their new EP, Sitting Duck. And again, they're local. I'm fairly certain they've done On the Town before. So if you Google Here Boy On the Town, maybe they played this song. I don't know how long ago that was, but I'm fairly certain they've played at WMFO before. That'll be a good song. And then we'll have to figure out what to listen to next.
So many options.
Can you hand me the PSA binder real quick, actually?
Yes.
I'll read some stuff.
Right now?
Yeah. I might as well. Did you like my work here with the donations drive PSA?
I did like that image, yes.
It's Peter Griffin with the money sign. And if Peter Griffin with money sign was necklace was real, he would donate all his money to WMFO, like you should, to support our fine radio programming. There's a button on our website where you can see how to donate and secure yourself a wonderful t-shirt that I designed, along with Mia. Shout out Mia. She's not here today.
Shout out.
Her show was earlier if you wanted to listen to it. Had a good show. All right, I gotta read this. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Very nice.
And I have to say, we have some nice pre-recorded donations, PSAs, too. If any WFO DJs are listening, I don't know why you would be. I mean, who knows? I listen to the radio.
I'm here.
We got some nice ones. I'm going to play one just for fun. Yeah, this one's good.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Did we like that? Someone definitely recorded that off their TV. Oh, your mic's
on. 100%.
There's another one from Star Wars.
Are we going to play that as well, or are you just saying...
Just a couple seconds.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
That's pretty funny to see what fundraising messages we were making like 10 years ago.
Bring it back.
We made some good ones. Do you want to hear the one we made this year?
I do feel like I've heard plenty of WFO donation pledges, but I can see now that you've already got it pulled up with your finger hovering over the start button, so we may as well if we've gone this far.
Sorry, listeners.
You get the point by now, I hope.
You love good music. You love... listening to the radio. You love keeping it freeform. You want to donate at support.wmfo.org. You want to donate at support.wmfo.org.
See, that is funny, but I feel like the mixing, if I'm going to be hypercritical here, you could have the hypnosis-y music in the background. Because at first, I couldn't really tell what the vibe was. It was just a guy talking.
There was some hypnosis-y music.
I could hear it, but it was quiet in the mix.
Yeah. Well, and you can't imagine how hard finding good hypnosis royalty-free music is these days.
I guess I can't.
We need a snake charmer on every corner. We need some various musics throughout the air.
In Cairo, WMFO, they don't have this problem.
All right, we're going to go back to listening to music.
My mic privileges have been revoked.
I'm revoking my own. You could still be allowed to talk, but I'm just going to end up talking about these PSAs because I think they're so funny. Well, they're not even PSAs. They're the donations drive ones. Yeah, we're going to listen to Is It Enough by Here Boy.
Thank you. you're lost in worries, and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there, and man, they'll really make a mess out of you. If you see St. Annie, tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, and my fingers are all in a knot, and I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English, and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And then she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Fortune or fame, you can take one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you'd better go back to from where you came, because the cops don't need you, and men, they expect the same. All the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmail the sergeant at arms into leaving his post. Picking up my brother Carl, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first, but left looking just like a ghost. Well, that's it, folks. That's it. Started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the game got rough. Ah, but the joke was on me. There was no one there even to bluff.
Thank you. anything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near.
Listened to a couple songs by Nina Simone there, I Shall Be Released, and Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues. Good songs.
Definitely.
We have time for one more? Question mark? Do you want to listen to Me again?
To you?
No, the song M.E. Me.
Oh, I don't know if I... That was right at the start. I don't think I heard it.
You missed it. So, oh, Joe's here.
Joe's here.
I was worried you weren't going to show up.
Three cheers, Joe's here.
Yay! I don't have the soundboard set up on... I don't have the soundboard set up on this computer yet. But... Welcome, Joe.
You guys can't see him, but he walked in. He has a torpedo bat slung over his shoulder. He's just walking around with it everywhere he goes.
Yeah. Go Yankees. Oh, I gotta check the score. The only thing that I saw from the game today was the Martian's home run.
The Martian?
The Martian.
Marvin?
I don't want to talk about the Yankees.
Jason Dominguez. No, I will not pronounce it Jason. There's two S's.
I do love baseball names.
Jason?
If you had to pick between college basketball names or...
Oh, my God.
Or, like, Major League Baseball names, you just had to pick one, what would you pick?
So it's just...
There's really good names in both categories.
Could Volpe hit one?
I'm not as familiar with the baseball names.
Ben Bryce.
So by default, I go to college names because there's some real funny ones.
Josie Nixon.
There's a dude on Duke named Knipple. Knipple.
Yeah, that's an all-timer.
That's a good white guy Duke name.
He has a lot of younger brothers who also play basketball.
They all got the same last name? They're all named Knipple.
There's going to be like four Knipples in successive years.
They're going to be like the Plumleys.
They're all going to go to Duke because Duke just does that.
Is Cooper Flagg an only child? We discuss.
No.
NBA draft prospects in 10 years. Who will be at the top?
We'll be back Cooper in Flagg a couple minutes not. After this
I don't
last
know his, about his personal life at
his,
all.
Frank James, Jesse James, Billy Kid, and all the rest. Be some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways and would have hung up the guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love.
A surprise. This has been Zion Skill Catch Vibe on 91.5.